Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Two of the greatest threats to a free society are government-compelled speech and government-compelled action, especially when compelled using the threat of force. That was the topic of a lengthy debate yesterday on the House floor as legislators debated House Bill 361, a bill to protect students from being forced to call transgender students by a new name or their chosen sex. Increasingly, across the United States, students are facing disciplinary action if they refuse to call a boy a girl or a girl a boy. Liberals even have a name for this. They call it misgendering and deadnaming, and to them, it's a form of hate speech. And as we all know, if you can get something labeled as hate speech, First Amendment free speech protections are thrown out the window. Add to that the fact that three Wisconsin middle school boys were brought up on charges of sexual harassment for refusing to use a student's preferred gender pronouns, and you have a First Amendment nightmare. Yesterday's debate was as predictable as it was sad. The vast majority of those who rose to speak on the bill were Democrats, and a majority of those were public school teachers and university professors. By the end of the debate, everyone in the chamber had received a full dose of gender theory, all the way from the Biden administration's Title IX gender-affirming mandates, clear down to teachers at the local level, repeating what they had been taught at their continuing education classes. At one point, a legislator actually said, "If you don't want to call a transgender by their chosen pronouns, then the best thing to do is sit down and be quiet." And there you have government-compelled action. Either say the things we want you to say or sit down and remain silent. This is dangerous territory, and thank goodness Representative Lear had the backbone and foresight to bring the bill forward. He forced the legislature to address the silent elephant in the room, and that is the attitude by some school officials that if they introduce these forced speech policies slowly and quietly enough, then they will become the accepted norm before parents and the rest of society catch on. Another thing that became abundantly clear during the debate was the idea that truth should be sacrificed on the altar of perceived kindness. Legislator after legislator yesterday said, in effect, if we have to choose between truth and kindness, then let's choose to be kind. That sounds altruistic, but forcing a first grader to refer to a person he knows to be a boy as a girl causes that first grader to begin to doubt the truth that sex is immutable. Last session, in a similar hearing, the University of Montana student body president chastised the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee for refusing to believe that someone could actually change their sex. This is what happens when government forces a false narrative on students at a young age. Eventually, they actually believe the lie, or at the very least, they begin to question the truth. As one legislator said this week, we all have our own truths. That, my friends, is a religion called secular humanism, and it's based in moral relativism, the idea that there is no absolute truth. Christians know that there is only one truth, God's truth. We must stand on the fact that truth is reality as God defines reality. Everything else is a lie. Which brings us back to House Bill 361. At the end of the day, truth prevailed, and the bill passed 66-34. It gets its final vote today, and then it's on to the Senate. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.